The Ashkenaz Festival is in full swing at Harborfront Center, offering one of the most substantial celebrations of Jewish music and culture in North America. On Sunday, renowned artist, actor, and broadcaster, and host of Nocturne every evening at 11, right here at Classical 96.3 FM, Marilyn Lightstone, will be featured at the Ashkenaz Festival in a program of readings of contemporary Jewish literature. The program on Sunday at 4:30 at Harborfront Center, Miss Lou's room, is directed by Nora Gold of JewishFiction.net. That's JewishFiction.net. Recently, John Vandriel spoke with Nora about the Sunday program.
Well, first of all, Nora, welcome to the program. It's pretty busy during a festival for all kinds of reasons, but you're obviously busy with the production that's coming up on Sunday.
Yes.
And maybe we should just get a little bit of background about yourself and what you do. I mean, you have a website you were referring to before the interview about titled JewishFiction.net.
Yes.
What exactly is that?
It's an online literary journal. At present, it's the only journal in the world, either print or online, devoted exclusively to Jewish fiction, the only journal in the English language. We publish fiction that is written either in English or translated into English from 11 different languages, and we publish some of the best-known Jewish writers writing today. We've published Elie Wiesel, A.B. Yehoshua, Chava Rosenfarb, many people. But half of every issue is devoted for unknown writers who are excellent but not yet well-known. So part of the agenda of this journal was to help create a space for excellent fiction that might get lost given all the changes that are happening in the publishing industry.
That's true. I would imagine that would be a real issue. Now, for Sunday's program, where Marilyn is going to be doing a couple of readings,
yes.
What exactly will she be reading?
Marilyn and will be reading one piece alone and one piece together with an actor from the United States named David Mandelbaum. Together, first she will read alone a story called Mitzvah, which was published in a previous issue of JewishFiction.net. It's a very funny story about a woman who's visiting her father in the hospital, and her encounters and her confrontations with the nurses and her great efforts to get the kind of care for her father that he needs and deserves without completely alienating the nurses, because, of course, she knows if she alienates the nurses, they'll punish her father indirectly. So it's very timely but very funny and very well-suited to Marilyn, who's a wonderful actress, as you know. The second work that will be read will be Marilyn and David together, and it will be an excerpt from my novel, Fields of Exile, which is the first novel about anti-Semitism and anti-Israelism on campus, a timely topic, but also a funny section. Judith, who is the protagonist, is a left-wing Zionist who sees herself living her life in Israel, and her boyfriend, Bobby, is a right-wing Toronto Jew lawyer who will never move to Israel. And so they fight constantly, even though they love each other. And this particular excerpt deals with a discussion of rising anti-Semitism and their different perspectives on it and what can be done about it. But it becomes an argument between lovers that again, contains a lot of humor. It's a very enjoyable piece, and I can see Marilyn and David both doing a wonderful job with it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I was talking to Eric Stein just recently about the festival and about Yiddish culture.
Yeah.
I imagine that some people may think that the reading on Sunday is based on Yiddish culture, but it's not. These are from original writings in English, obviously yours.
Yes, actually, we have published. JewishFiction.net has an issue coming out next week. This is actually our fourth birthday celebration at Ashkenaz. Well, thank you. Every year we have a birthday party of some form. This is our first time at Ashkenaz, and we're very, very excited. And we will have published by next week 200 stories or novel excerpts never before published in English, all Jewish fiction. And quite a few in Yiddish. We work very hard to get Yiddish and Hebrew and Ladino. We also have Spanish, Turkish, Romanian, Russian, Croatian, Serbian, French, Spanish, English. So the two readings that will take place on Sunday happen to be written in English, but the journal is free and online, and anyone who wants to read the Yiddish segments, they're readily available.
So, it really does reflect kind of the international nature of Jewish culture, doesn't it?
It does. And part of what we wanted to do so badly with this journal was show the diversity and showcase the beauty and richness of this culture, including all its differences. And we've been very conscious about including left-wing, right-wing, Sephardim and Ashkenazim, Israeli writers and diaspora writers, writers with different sexual orientations, different kinds of class backgrounds. This is very important for us. And half of every issue is male and half is female. Half are famous and half are not famous. We're really trying to create something unique. And some people say we have.
Well, I think you have, and we certainly look forward to the reading coming up on Sunday. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Nora Gold about a special reading, well, about her her website as well, titled JewishFiction.net, but there will be a reading of some of her work and others with Marilyn Lightstone coming up this Sunday. It's 4:30 at Harborfront, and it's at the Miss Lou's Room. Kind of unique. I've never heard of that at Harborfront, but it's Miss Lou's Room. You get to hear Marilyn Lightstone doing reading from Jewish fiction. That's on Sunday, 4:30 at Harborfront. And details, you can also go to AshkenazFestival.com. And if you'd like more information about Nora and the work that she's doing, go to their website at JewishFiction.net.